Satnam, welcome everybody, all the people in a body and all the beings not in bodies. We just felt you come in. Thank you, beautiful Yogi Bhajan, band of angels, Saint Germain, and other masters, known and unknown. And it's a beautiful, beautiful February day here in Southern California, the 3rd, 2015. And I was just remarking with this Leo full moon, which is about, I think, 2:20 p.m. today. We're right in the energy of it. I was just noticing, I was walking around where I live, and my heart was so open, and I felt really happy, and which was just saying that someone wrote a book, Happy for No Reason. So it was that kind of moment for me, and yesterday it was kind of one of those Chiron moments where I felt I was having a conversation with someone, and it was kind of intense, and I was feeling heavy, and some wounded feelings came up. But what the healing for me was, and this is interesting, they talk about this in nonviolent communication. The healing for me was on a certain situation when I actually understood what had happened with the other person, and I had taken it a certain way, and I could actually feel where they were coming from and basically feel that person's pain. I had empathy for them. My heart opened up to them rather than being, why did you do this? Why did you do this to me? And this relates to the astrology. We have this Pisces energy, which could sometimes take us into victim or take us into empathy. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But it's a big influence going on right now. But this relates to the Leo full moon. But once I could move into this feeling of empathy, like totally empathize with, like be there with the person I was talking to and what caused them to do something that I experienced as painful for me, it energetically shifted the energy. It energetically shifted my experience of I don't know, whatever, being betrayed, feeling a victim, whatever you want to call it. And it wasn't like I was intellectually holding on to that, but it was an energy of kind of being sort of, you know, kind of pissed off, angry about it, fire energy. And it got so released when I moved into that peace. So the complete healing happens in any situation when we're able to kind of, so this has to do with the Liu full moon and the fire energy, when we're able to burn through the illusion of separation and be present to what's going on, not only with ourselves, but with the other person. I feel that fire energy actually burns away the illusion, as I said, of being separate, and allowed me to really drop the tension I had around, you know, what had happened that I felt, you know, uncomfortable about, wounded about, so to speak. So that was a really beautiful example for me of what's happening with the astrology. How are the stars influencing us? How are these planets that are, you know, way out there seemingly affecting us so much? So, wow. So let's just take a breath and roll your shoulders up and back and down and lift up on your diaphragm and squeeze your root and just allow your heart to be healed by this divine love of these masters that are with us, that so hold us in their womb of love every Tuesday and all the time. But especially, this is a powerful transmission for us that we're so blessed to receive. So just open up your heart, lift up on your diaphragm. Yay, thank you. Okay, good. I feel that. I feel more coherence with the group now. I'm feeling like a group synergy. We're all working with this process together, even though I'm talking. Everybody's energy is just as powerful as mine. It's not mine. It's the frequencies that are coming through us. It's the portal for mortals. Oh, and I do want to say, since this is going to be on the recording, and that we moved on to Facebook. So look under Shakti Activation, two words, on Facebook, and you'll come up to the Facebook page, and you can join the Facebook page and get the calls every week and updates and where I'll be and all kinds of wonderful things that other people can post too if you like. Okay, good. Great. So now that we've got your hearts open, there you go. and you're breathing in the beautiful divine love transmissions from the Masters, and whatever healing you need is coming through for you. Just sit back, enjoy, breathe, and we'll all synergize and move into these. There we are. There we are. Okay, that's it. I'm just seeing the spiral energy. The Kundalini is starting to move between heaven and earth. And, of course, that's what we work with in Shakti Activation. The purpose of this call is to be part of and assist and acknowledge that we are part of the ascension of the planet, of Gaia, of Mother Earth. And the Kundalini energy being released up from the crystalline core of the Mother by the energies coming down from the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy are activated by us receiving them. We are the activators. Those that can receive and hold the frequency are part of the ascension ride. So thank you. There, we just got it. I just felt that we just got that connection going. Okay, good. That's it. Hold that space. Breathe into that space. Great. Okay, a little bit about the astrology, and then we're going to work some more with direct transmissions. And the transmissions have to do with recalibrating your life, your soul, your ascension, where you're going from the expansive expression and point of view and orientation of your soul, rather than from, quote-unquote, what happened to you along the way. Oh my, along the way, on my ride through incarnation into planet Earth, this is what happened. So we're kind of rewriting the story, but from the energetic point of view. So this, the reason I'm saying that and that we're working with it is because this period of time is basically a flip. So you've heard about how the information or forecast, whatever we want to call it, prediction, there's the word. It took me a minute. I'm in the vortex. I'm swirling in the vortex. I have to get my right and left brain's hemispheres balanced here because I'm receiving the frequencies and talking. Whoa, what a ride. Okay, so the flipping of the Earth axis, so you've heard about that prediction. Well, right now, we're flipping the axis of perception from moving into the perception and the experience of your soul writing your destiny and recreating your experience of your incarnation rather than having that perception being written from, quote-unquote, what happened to you from the moment of your conception. So this is a flip, a huge change in perception, a huge change in power and your ability to complete and live your destiny at this powerful time, shift between ages, moving from the Piscean to the Aquarian age. Wow, that was a lot. My third eye is totally spinning now. Good. All right, all you mandala holders. We're spinning together. Thank you. Great. Okay. So, how this is happening with the planets is we have Mars coming into a conjunction with Chiron. And that's the example I was talking about yesterday, the Mars energy, the Aries energy, the fire energies. And we got this Leo full moon just wants us to push us into healing, whatever's blocking our healing, whatever we need to talk about, whatever we need to face, whatever we need to complete with another person. We're being fired up to have that conversation, to get into that place of empathy. Mars conjuncting Chiron, Chiron the wounded healer, wherever you feel that you've been wounded, it can be personal. You don't have to tell anybody, but you've got an energy, whatever you need to do to complete that woundedness so you can move into what's happening. And what's happening is Venus coming to conjoin Neptune, okay? Venus is the planet of love, the feminine planet, divine feminine. Joining with Neptune, the dreamer, dreaming a new dream when we move into our divinity. The mother, the planet, moves into her divinity. She ascends out of the darkness of the Middle Ages, the Piscean Age, whatever. And so now what we're going to have is a Venus-Mars-Neptune-Chiron conjunction in Pisces. Wow. Okay. So it's the Pisces energy I was talking about a minute ago. So Pisces is the 12th house, the most spiritual of houses on the planet. So we start with the Mars, just getting it all moving, initiating action, getting fired up. And now all of these planets are here in Pisces. So how do we spiritualize matter? How do we move into the spirit? How do we move into resonating, identifying with who we are as souls being incarnated here on the planet, rather than whatever's happened to us along the way, as I said. By the way, what happened to me along the way? So, as we recalibrate to our spiritual journey as related to being humans, as opposed to our human journey, related to occasionally being spiritual, which we all know that, but this is a especially powerful time to really do that flip, to do that reorientation. Okay, so what is it again? Mars, Venus, divine feminine. Mars, initiator, fire energy. Neptune, dreamer, ruler of Pisces. Chiron, wounded healer, asteroids, conjunct, going on in Pisces. So, and we've got a square to Saturn in up there, early Sag, Sagittarius. Those are the main planets, and of course we've got this Mercury retrograde joining with the Sun, and that's conjunct with Aquarius. So we talked about that last week, the Mercury retrograde, which is a time to go inside, to go into your heart, to go into your divine feminine, your divine masculine. So it's a time to recalibrate with your own divinity. You go inside. What do you need to balance? Your own divinity. That's the Mercury retrograde. We worked a lot with that last week. So we're taking it a step farther. And now that we've gone inside and looked at what will create that balance, now we're saying, what's going to create the soul balance? How can we balance our soul, our spirit, who we really are, who we came here to be, with all of our physicality, with all of our stories? How can we move and really move into embracing an expansive viewpoint in this year 2015, an 8-year opportunity to connect the finite with the infinite, to really expand beyond what we perceive to be our limitations, our human limitations in our viewpoints, in our healing? How can we really bring to earth our gifts? How can we embody those expansive feelings of spirit in our physical body? So just breathe into that and let the transmissions from the Masters flow through you. So when we can master what we're talking about right now, in our bodies, we become the Masters, and this call is actually a Masters in Training phone call. We're Masters in Training, and we're getting guidance, we're getting energetic guidance from the Masters that are with us right now. Yeah, I do feel Saint Germain, thank you, wow, full abundance. So if you're wanting more purple ray, more abundance in some area, that's purple rays coming through right now. Thank you, Saint Germain. Ah, yeah, beautiful. Wow, so this call is a reset call. And what are we resetting? We're resetting our subconscious. We're releasing our subconscious. Because basically, anything that's not in our conscious mind, which actually really isn't a lot, we could be running the same thoughts, hopefully running mantras through our mind, is in our subconscious. So this is a time where we're resetting our subconscious so that the expansion of our spirit can flow out from our hearts, into our lives, out to others, heal our hearts, heal our destiny, and spread even more light onto the planet, crystallizing matter. Wow. So this is about our soul light. This is about our soul light. Becoming our calibration, becoming our point of view, resetting our subconscious. That's what we're working with today. So this is a time in 2015, a time of manifestation. It is a time of moving deep, deep, deep into the subconscious to move into the underworld and come out and allow our gifts to be birthed into the world. So we go Saturn in Scorpio, we go into the depths of our needs, our passions, our wounds, our creative energy, and we allow our Shakti activation, to come up into our bodies, up through our feet. We've got Jupiter and Leo, and we've got these conjunctions going on. So that's our expansion, and we've got this Leo full moon. So the power of firing up our rockets to heal ourselves, to bring our gifts to the world. So let's breathe that fiery energy, breath of fire. So if you want, just if you do a few quick breaths of fire, and you'll amplify the, thank you, sir. Thank you, Saint Germain. You'll fire up the purple ray, you'll fire up that divine abundance. You'll fire up your gifts. You can do a couple quick breaths of fire during this call. And we've got this final Uranus-Pluto square. So we're forming, restructuring, consolidating. We're working with our wisdom, our maturity, our Mata Shakti, our wisdom on the earth, being the wisdom keepers. We are putting things in place, new forms, new structures, new institutions, new businesses, new relationships to prepare for these frequencies, to set up sustainable structures for the Aquarian Age that support everyone, to release the 1% having 99% of all the resources, all the monetary resources. So this is the time. So just breathe into that. Saint Germain's with us. Yay. Yay. Opening up our senses to the divine. Opening up our elementals, our elements. We talked about this last week. Bringing divinity to what we feel. Bringing divinity to the earth. Bringing divinity to the water. To the fire. To the air elements, to the ether, crystallizing the divine elements that created everybody that has a physical body. So we're moving with this beautiful spiritualization, Pisces energy right now. Yay. Okay, wonderful. Moving to the Pisces, moving to the new dream with music, art, color, dance, writing. So it's the time of art. We're not bound by linear time and space, by 3D. As of 2012, the Mayans tell us time is art. So we get to create the world that we want. You can start with what you feel and how you want to express yourself. Maybe you want to do more journaling or do more painting or do more dancing. But think about how you want to express your own art and move into that feeling that time is malleable. And that you can create what you want to create. So moving into the power of the Pisces and not the victim of the Pisces. Good. Okay, now we're going to have just a little bit about what I was talking about, recalibrating, releasing the subconscious. Okay, good. Good. So just breathe into this. Breathe into this. So what we're doing right now is I want you to imagine that you're going back to the moment of conception. Oh, wow. Imagine. So we remember. So again, the reason we're doing this is we are rewriting your destiny from the point of view, from the power of the soul, of who you really are, not from the point of view of getting stuck in the womb and what happened to you from the womb on, childhood, relationships. So just breathe into your belly. I want you to feel your own womb, your own navel center, male or female. Everybody has a belly button. Everybody has three chakras. Everybody has first three chakras. That's what I said a minute ago. We were doing the breath of fire. Good, good, good. That's it. So feel your own navel center, your own belly button. Now feel into that you are an egg and a sperm. You are both. You created the conception from the point of view of your soul. Great, great. Okay, good. So feel that they're coming together and that moment of your conception. Good. Beautiful. So feel into that. breathe into that. Breathe into that. Expand into that. Feel that. Feel that. Good, good, good. Okay, now, as we move into that, we go deeper and deeper into that feeling. Deeper and deeper into that feeling. Excellent. And now go layer onto layer onto layer, the time in the womb, and the connection with the fact that you came from pure energy and that you are pure energy and you're watching the process of your development in the womb. But I want you to put your attention on the pure energy that you are, the light of your soul. All souls are pure. And feel the waves of light that you brought into your, to help create your physical body, the waves of love, of your soul love, the pure light. So feel that and just feel that that time is just like a pure wave of light, and that's you coming into physical form. And just pass through whatever spaces, whatever planets, whatever happens, and just feel the wave of light is you. Good, good. And then from the vantage point of the huge vantage point of your soul, being part of the Milky Way galaxy, being part of the sun, being part of the central sun, just look at your incarnation in the womb at that time, and then look at what happened afterwards, and see it, because you're so huge and you have such a vantage point. Put all of that struggle and pain that you had to go through to get here, things that happened afterwards, and to let it come down like a funnel, down, 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 into one point of light. And you're still merged in the divine. You're in the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy. Good. And then let that, with all the pain, put the pain there, and then just poof, let it disappear back to the void. Back to the black hole on the other side of the sun, the pain of having to get here or what you went through. Good. And then merge back into the feeling that your soul is floating around the Milky Way galaxy. You're merged in the Milky Way galaxy. You're part of our sun and the central sun and all the planets. So I just want you to move into that and feel that. And breathe into that. Breathe into that feeling. Watching your incarnation as it has been up to this time. And I'm just going to put on a little music for a minute so you can go into that.
Thank you.
move into from your belly to your crown chakra. And if you can, depending on where your phone is, interlace your fingers and put them on your crown chakra. Thousand petal lotus. And you're going to feel the divinity of your soul. Talk to yourself. I am divine. I am a saint, which means I serve. I'm into serving myself and others for the highest divine good. I'm a divine being. So what you do is you move into that feeling of your purity, and you tell yourself, I am divine. I am a pure soul. I am a saint. I am a master. I am pure love. I'm here to flow the love of God, the love of Goddess, the love of divine masculine, divine feminine through my heart onto the world and back into myself. I'm here to serve Gaia, the mother, as the mother serves me as I walk upon her surface, as I allow the Kundalini frequencies to move up through my feet into my heart. And I shower the blessings of love, crystalline drops of love onto the planet. I am blessed with every breath. I release anything I no longer need with every exhale. I am expanding. I'm expanding into the truth of who I am. I am expanding into the truth of who I am. Look up with your eyes into your crown chakra. You're rewriting your destiny at this moment from the point of view of expansion as opposed to contraction. You're releasing victimhood and feeling the truth of who you are, the power of who you are. Whatever happened to you along the journey is just mere physical forms. You're much more than that. You've had incarnations upon incarnations to get to this point, to get to this moment, to get to this incarnation, to get to this realization. In this moment, become realized. Become realized. Become realized. Become real. Look through your third eye up to the crown. Look through your real eyes, which are the eyes of your soul. Become your realization. Become your true eyes. Become your perfected vision. Look through the eyes of your soul into your incarnation. Oh, there you go. Oh, so much nectar, so much Amrita being released right now. Thank you. And let that divine Amrita nectar from your brain flow down into your physical body and down into the earth, into the crystalline frequencies of Gaia the Mother, into the rainbow love, into the crystalline tears of light, into the gratitude. Beautiful, and we have the purple ray of Saint Germain, the blessings of Yogi Bhajan, and the angels, and other guides and masters, known and unknown, acknowledging you, and inviting you into the blue ethers that we all pass through as we come and go. We're moving into the third blue ether. The fourth blue ether is for those beings that have merged back into the divine and never take incarnation again, but bless everyone. So we're in the third ethers right now with the masters. So feel that presence. Feel that gift that they're giving us. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. There you go. Breathe into that. Breathe into that. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome. As we join together into this field, the third blue ether with the masters, rewriting our destiny. Beautiful. Thank you. Inhale. And exhale, exhale, exhale. Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Beautiful. Okay. And slowly come back.